Blanton's is one of the world's first ultra-premium bourbons ever produced, and now it's the most asked-for whiskey in liquor stores, to the point that some stores have put up a counter to keep track of how many people came in and asked for it per day. And if you want to find out why, then stick around. Okay, before we get started, we have to thank our Patreon supporters. Everybody's names that are on the screen right now are supporting at our top three levels. And it's expensive to produce content like this, and many of you out there, in fact, most of you, are consuming it for free. So we have to thank our patrons because they make it possible for everyone else. And if you want more information about how to support this channel, you should stick around to the end. Now, let's talk about Blanton's. Blanton's was first launched in 1984, and it was the brainchild of Elmer T. Lee and a group of forward-thinking employees at Buffalo Trace Distillery, although at the time it was called George T. Stagg Distillery. It had premium packaging that included a pewter horse topper. Now the toppers have a letter on them that if you collect them all, you can spell out the word Blanton's, but in the original bottles, it didn't have that. All the horses were the same. And it came out at a time that bourbon had almost no following. We call it the Bourbon Dark Ages. Most producers were sitting on massive quantities of inventory that they didn't have buyers for. And it was kind of a race to the bottom. Everybody was lowering their prices, trying to take market share from everybody else. And Blanton's was the first to come along and go, what if we went the other direction? What if we raised our price and started marketing ourselves as a premium product? Maybe we could actually get a normal profit margin again. And so instead of following suit, they shifted to going after a premium market and possibly even competing with Scotch. Okay, I think that they're all gone at this point. So for those of you who are still tuned in, this is a little bit of an Easter egg type situation. You will be rewarded for sticking around and watching the video. And you're gonna see why. There's a lot of people that will come in and they'll see a title like this one and they won't watch the video and they will go and they will comment in the comment section and they'll tell me how stupid I am. And while everything that I've said so far about Blanton's is true, it's pretty obvious to most whiskey enthusiasts that it's not the best bourbon ever made. And there's a pretty strong argument to be made that all of the hype surrounding it is maybe not justified, especially at secondary prices. So recently, I was trying to figure out how I could do a blind tasting that included Blanton's that would highlight whether or not the whiskey was good, because so many people started saying negative things about Blanton's because of all the hype surrounding it. And when I did the blind, Blanton's came in first place. Now, in the video, I spent a bunch of time explaining that it's very difficult to do a blind of Blanton's because its price point and age, there's not a lot of other products on the market that are in a similar price point at a similar age. So most, or proof. So most of the time when whiskey costs as much as Blanton's does at retail, it's a higher proof whiskey and it's a higher age whiskey. So if you want to do an apples to apples comparison to other straight bourbons that are not finished and they are about the same age as Blanton's, chances are they're gonna be considerably cheaper, which I explained that in the video. But despite that disclosure, I had many comments, probably most of the comments were people telling me that I had done the blind wrong and that of course Blanton's won because I was comparing it to bottles that were half the price. And I'm like, no shit, you don't say. I mean, I went through the whole process of explaining why we had to do it that way. But that got me to thinking. I have two nagging issues as a content creator. First, people don't watch my videos unless I have a clickbait title. And I've learned that negative titles, like The Worst Whiskey I've Ever Tasted, do a whole lot better in views than a positive title like My Favorite Whiskey of All Time. And I personally don't like using negative headlines because my channel is about connection and I don't want to alienate a person who likes the thing that I'm trashing. And I also don't want to talk trash about a brand because I know that countless people have sacrificed to bring that product to market. And you know, just because I don't like it doesn't mean that everybody should hate it along with me. And so I try to keep things positive. The second issue that I have is that people seem to be missing the point of whiskey. right? Whiskey really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you memorize every historical fact of whiskey and have a multi-million dollar whiskey collection and know every famous whiskey person that's in the business. What really matters is people. And if you research the history of whiskey, and by extension distilled spirits, and by extension fermented alcohol, and by extension other mind-altering intoxicants, you'll find that humans have been using them for somewhere between 9,000 and 12,000 years to relax the part of the brain that causes them to avoid anxiety responses to social situations so that they could cooperate. And it's what created modern society. That is the purpose of alcohol, is to be able to bring people together. And there's a really good book that goes over the entire history of this called Drunk, How We Sipped, Danced, and Stumbled Our Way to Civilization by Edward Slingerland. And I downloaded that book on audio. I've listened to it multiple times. It's an excellent book. It's a good read. It's entertaining. And so if you've made it this far in the video, just know that everything that I do on my channel is to use whiskey as a catalyst to create connection. And I'll explain at the end, when we talk about the show philosophy, why that is. I use the hobby of whiskey to create connection points between individuals so that they can do something that's actually worthwhile, which is connect with other people. If all you want to do is get drunk, you don't need fancy whiskey or educational YouTube videos to do it. I love the taste of whiskey, but I recognize that everyone's palates are different. And I find that I enjoy a sensory experience more when I understand the history and the process that created it. And I know that there's other people out there like that. And that's why I create this kind of content. I try to share the content for viewers that find it interesting. And I try to create content that I would have liked to have consumed. And I've spent countless hours and done many failed experiences, wasting time and money and opportunity to get the information together that I have now. And I try and condense that down and give it to you. And I recognize alcohol, especially distilled spirits, they're not for everyone. And I support individuals making informed decisions for themselves about what their personal alcohol exposure is going to be. And I also understand that there is a power in connecting people through a common interest, and that it's possible to build community around common interests that produces fruitful results while creating a safe safety net for those who may be in over their heads. So I am a personal believer that it's better for us to create the space and to have the kinds of relationships with each other that if somebody starts to struggle or go a little bit too far with their alcohol, that they have close enough relationships with people around them that they can step in and say, hey, let's do something about that. And that's what we've built with Bourbon Real Talk Community. So if you're interested in that type of content, then this is the channel for you, right? But if you're the kind of person that wants to read a headline and then go in the comments and tell everybody how smart you are and how stupid the content creator is and how stupid people are that agree with the content creator, this probably isn't the channel for you. Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian, no, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American Whiskey Aroma Kit from bourbonrealtalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at bourbonrealtalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. So there's probably two groups of people that are still watching at this point. So you may be a regular viewer because you enjoy the content. And if that's you, I thank you for the support. But you may be an individual that saw the title and it caught your eye and you thought, what the heck is this guy talking about? Let me watch this video. And you did, or you wouldn't be hearing this part. But regardless of which category you're in, if you actually watch the video, just for fun, you should go to the comments section and observe how many people have made comments on the video without watching it. And they're totally missing the point of whiskey. They're totally missing the point of whiskey educational videos, and quite honestly, an important element of human existence, and that's connection. So I hope you're not too mad at me for the bait and switch on this one, but I did want to have that conversation with you about clickbaity titles and the frustration of being a content creator. And I also encourage you that if you do like the type of educational content that I create, then you should be a regular viewer. Don't just click on the videos that have a headline that catches your eye, because it helps us to be able to keep going. Because although YouTube doesn't pay us a lot of money, it does help pay the production fees. So anyways, in every video we do a giveaway, and this one will be no exception. We're going to have three winners this time, and we're going to do a sample of regular Blanton's single barrel, which is the 93 proof US version. And we're going to do a Blanton's Gold and a Blanton's Straight from the Barrel. And there's going to be three winners of that. And all you have to do to enter to win is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell. So next to the subscribe button, there's a little bell. If you click it, you'll get push notifications whenever I post new content. And by extension, you'll get push notifications about new giveaways, because there's one in every content piece. And you also have to fill out the web form, which there's a link for underneath the playhead in the video description. Just click on that. Give me your basic contact info. We will run a randomizer, post the results publicly for accountability, reach out to the winners, get your shipping information, and get your samples out to you absolutely for free. I promise you I'd tell you how to support this channel if you like this kind of content. And the easiest way is the way the patrons do it. You can go to our Patreon and check out all of our great member benefits. We've got bonus content, special distillery takeover events that we do, barrel picks. We do some in-person meetups. We do monthly virtual bottle shares. You get discounts on our merchandise. And you get the satisfaction knowing that you support the channel and its mission, because we wouldn't be able to do all the things that we do without the support of our patrons. So we thank everyone out there that's decided to contribute. And I'd encourage you that if you like this content, go check, because we have different membership levels that should fit in anyone's budget who wants to support. The other thing you can do is check out bourbonrealtalk.com and look at our merch, which was created by whiskey people for whiskey people. So there's no scenario where you're a whiskey lover and you go there and you don't see something you feel like you can't live without, because everything over there is so awesome. And last but not least, I am a real estate agent and I operate in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. So if you're looking for a real estate agent, I'd love to interview for the job. And if we close the deal together, I do give epic whiskey bottles as closing gifts. And if this is your first time tuning into the show, I applaud you for watching this far. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. And that is, we are all about connection and bringing people together. And that became one of my missions in life when I lost my younger brother, Sean, to suicide. And I was talking with his friends, trying to figure out what happened. And I started to become aware that he was losing some of the social connections that would have kept him bound to this world. And right after that, I started to get more involved in the whiskey enthusiast world. And I saw how whiskey was bringing people together. And I thought to myself, maybe if I can get you connected to whiskey, whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And so that's why we started the podcast. But if you're going to have connection, you do have to have a forum for people to communicate with each other. And a lot of forums do have negativity in them. So we created our own that's drama-free. It's called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It's free. It's on Facebook. You can go join right now. And there's a lot of great things going on in there. A lot of sharing, a lot of caring, a lot of fundraiser opportunities in there as well. But the other thing that we learned from looking at those other enthusiast communities was that if those individuals can show hate to strangers online, there's nothing that keeps us from showing love online. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this: if you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And I'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Of what you have on your e-commerce site, I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.